She gave him one of those, "I don't agree, but I'm not going to bother to argue," looks, and sighed. "Don't be too long. 10 minutes," he promised. "I'll be back in half an hour at the most, really." He was on the final symbol when he realized Robin was standing next to him. "You're doing well," she said. "Thanks. Nearly finished." "Before you came through the telly in our room at Harper's Pyramid, Dad mentioned he'd made some notes that might be useful. He didn't want to take them to Harper's. I don't think he trusted the man even before we left. So I'm going to see if I can find them. You all right, or do you want me to wait for you?"
"Almost done. I'll let myself out and see you in the morning."
She put her hand on his shoulder. "Good night, then. I'll see you soon."
"Don't stay up too late," he told her.
He watched her all the way to the door before returning his attention to the final symbol. Matt's pillow was hard and unyielding, and someone had turned the light on. Was it morning already? And why was he sitting down? He sat up abruptly, wide awake now. He was still in the library, one hand resting over the clay disc. He was lucky he hadn't squashed it flat. The paper he'd been copying the symbols onto was in front of him, but now a squiggly line led from the last symbol he'd been drawing across the paper. He'd fallen asleep while drawing. How stupid was that? His watch told him it was nearly 1:30. He'd been asleep for over an hour, and Aunt Jane would be livid. Actually, he thought, as he stretched and stood up, she was probably already asleep and hadn't realized he wasn't back yet. Robin, too, as she'd obviously not returned to the library. There was a noise. A loud throbbing, like an engine. Probably that was what had woken him up. It was a sound he knew. A helicopter. Was Smith on his way already? But it was receding into the distance. It certainly wasn't coming to the house. Soon it had faded and gone. Matt rubbed out the rogue line across the paper with the eraser on the end of the pencil. He picked up the disc to take it with him, but then changed his mind and put it down again. He might sleep for hours and someone else could be working on it in the meantime. He left the disc in plain sight on the table and made his bleary way to the door. The main lights were out in the corridor, but the lamps over the pictures were still lit. Sepia-toned faces stared out at him from old photographs. He smiled and nodded at them as he went past Robin's ancestors. Girls with the same distinctive dark hair and facial features. All of them beautiful, he thought. But all of them had grown old and wrinkled and grey. He spared a little way for the portrait on the table halfway down the corridor, the fair-haired lady with green eyes. Elizabeth Venture, he remembered the nameplate said, though there wasn't enough light to read it now. End of Disc 6.